And now this is a dictation for Edward E.D.W.A.R.D. Weber, W.E.B.E.R., April 11, 43. Addresses a letter to John Daniels, J.O.N. Daniels, D.A.N.I.E.L.S., 828-6853. Dear John, J.O.N., follow up Mr. Weber, chronic kidney disease, last visit in January, comes accompanied with daughter, at least 4 episodes of C. diff colitis, actively treated for Crohn's disease, remains on biological treatment, Stelara, S-T-E-L-A-R-A, follows cardiology for CHF, Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, as well as Cleveland Clinic. Comes in a wheelchair. Stable dyspnea, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis. At home uses a walker, no recent fall. Denies vomiting, no blood melena. Has a suprapubic catheter. No abdominal back pain or fever. No gross hematuria. I review medications. Notice Entresto potassium. On diuretics. Weight is up to 162. Pacemaker 120, blood pressure 120/74, very distant resounds, few rals, coarse rals on the bases, pacemaker on the left side, underlying dementia, no respiratory distress, suprapubic catheter, no abdominal tenderness, no major edema. Next paragraph, chemistry is in May, creatinine 1.69. Over the last couple of years, that will be baseline. There has been anemia, low bicarbonate and high chloride, normal sodium potassium, normal calcium. Low albumin. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, off and on acute component, Crohn's disease, chronic diarrhea, secondary C. diff colitis, congestive heart failure, mitral regurgitation, no indication for dialysis, monitor anemia for EPO treatment, bicarbonate, a combination of renal failure and GI losses, suprapubic catheter with prior urinary tract infections, blood test needs to include phosphorus, chemistry on a regular basis, continue to follow.